Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
This is Dan Sheridan with paulsevangel.com. Now I have a question for you. What is the gospel? You know, we hear so much from religious circles about the gospel. There's gospel music, gospel choirs, gospel meetings. Everything is gospel. I have even heard of a gospel horse and a gospel dog.
What in the name of Sam Hill is that?
It just gets ridiculous. I have to admit, when I hear people talk about the gospel, to me, it's a vague term that is accompanied by stained glass and religious services, topped with pretty music, of course. Religion has produced a concept of the gospel that is essentially this. God has done something for you, so in return, you got to do something for him, or else.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Self-righteous religion makes the gospel about sin. Religious folks love to point out the faults of others. Then they make the gospel about sanitation. In other words, after they pointed out all your faults, they tell you that you need to clean up your life or else God will punish you forever.
Oh, by the way, don't eat the yellow snow.
Then they bring you into bondage by telling you that you must join a social club to prove your sincerity, called a church, where they further bind you down to various programs, and again, these are supposed to prove the reality of your conversion to God.
That's ridiculous.
Sunday services, Wednesday services, Saturday morning devotionals, and Friday night flagpole sittings. And do not forget the offering plate to help support this multi-million dollar business. Oh, excuse me, church. But let me just say that this concept is foreign to Scripture. In order to understand the gospel, you need to step out of the smoke and mirrors of religion to understand it. So step outside of that for a minute and think clearly. You need to clear your mind of stained glass and self-help programs. So let's go to Scripture. Scripture that was written not in a theologian's office or in a church building surrounded by choirs and stained glass. Scripture was written at a kitchen table in a home surrounded by coffee cups and dust on the floor.
That's shocking.
The Apostle Paul, the apostle to the nations, that's you and me, said this, "For not ashamed am I of the evangel, for it is God's power to salvation to everyone who is believing." The evangel, that is the gospel or good news, is not about you or your failures.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
But it is about the accomplishments of God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The evangel is God's power for salvation, and nothing else can take its place. There is no other power in the universe which can turn you or me to God. All the modern substitutes and expedients, sanitary or social, impassioned oratory or emotional excitement, cannot save or make men right before God. The sounds of the church organ or choir can't help either. The evangel alone, without any additions or apologies, is able to justify anyone who believes. And they don't have to join any social club to do it. The evangel is a very simple message, and here it is. Christ died for our sins. He was entombed. He was roused again the third day. That's it. That's the message. No appeals to you. Just listen to that message and believe it. Now, when you think about all that Christ has suffered for you, do you think something like this? Since he did so much for me, I need to do something for him. If this is what you think, you didn't get the right message. The evangel does not bring obligations. The evangel is not your great opportunity to do something for God. Just look at the cross and all that Christ did and realize that there is nothing left undone. You can't pay him back, so do not even try. Simply believe it and thank him.
Why are you smiling like that? I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
This is Dan Sheridan with paulsevangel.com. If you have any questions, call us at 847-312-4676 or just go to our website, paulsevangel.com.
Does someone need a hug?
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it!